How does he destroy death? He doesn't destroy death according to that teaching. He actually enshrines it forever. I mean, death is sort of like, death forever. We're going to enshrine death. We're going to revel in death. Death. That's what they make God. God is going to, he's going to actually enshrine death. Death is just something that he's going to make eternal. Eternal death for eternal torture. Honestly. Oh, well. You know, the things like that, you know, why those doctrines, why does God let such things exist? Because he wants people to stumble. They stumble at that stumbling stone, it is written, whereunto they also were appointed. But I'd rather have them stumble at the truth than stumble at some false doctrine, personally. But again, I'm not the one delivering the false doctrines. But God suffers it to be so. Because, you know, you read from the book of Kings, when it says how God, you know, he used the evil spirits to deceive the king. I, the Lord, create, he creates good, he creates evil. He created all things for himself, even the wicked. In fact, even in the Garden of Eden, he created a tree, which it says, it's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That word evil is the same word evil that is used of Sodom and Gomorrah, where it says the men of Sodom were very wicked. Same word. It refers to moral depravity. He created a tree which grants this knowledge of depravity and moral wickedness. God created moral wickedness. He did. He created the knowledge of it in man. Because he had knowledge of it. He knew there could be, you know, moral wickedness. Everything is created by God. You can't have moral wickedness. Well, Satan created it. Well, who created Satan? Who created Satan with the capacity for moral wickedness? Wait, God just created things with capacity of moral wickedness, wind them up and say, which one's going to fall? To me, Einstein was right, and I know he didn't mean it in this sense, but he said, God doesn't play dice with the universe, and God doesn't play dice with anything. But some would have you believe so. That's what free will is about. It's about God playing dice with the world. Hey, what's going to happen? Roll the dice. Ooh, I never thought he'd accept me. Well, I thought for sure that guy would be saved. Who would know? Things are subjected to him by his plans. According to his plans, the world becomes subject to God. There's going to be a kingdom. There's going to be a kingdom in which the glorified sons of God are going to reign over the earth, and those people are going to experience long life in a good existence on earth like has never been experienced by man in all the history of earth. Idyllic, you know.